How did this affect on your music?
Like a version.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune out of riff, you know.
Like a version.
On Triple J.
Right down the words off the internet.
I said no. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Like a version. On Triple J.
Yeah, Friday morning, like a version time. And what a guest we have with us today. He's actually been here in the Like a Version Studios before in a previous incarnation. And people have been hanging out for this all week. So it's really exciting to welcome to the radio, Dallas Green, aka City in Colour. Good morning, Dallas.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Been touring around with the Groovin' the Moo Festival. I think the last time we had you in the studio was the Soundwave Festival. How's Groovin' the Moo comparing?
It's been good. For me, it's been wonderful to see a lot more of the country. You know, because I'd been here, I guess, 7 times and only sort of seen the standard vacation spots, you know?
Sure. Sydney by the 7th time, the bridge is still there.
Oh, jeez, yeah. The Opera House is just as white.
Boring.
Like going up to Townsville and just seeing, like, it's very beautiful up there. And being in Canberra the other day and it just being absolutely freezing, I was like, well, this is weird, you know?
And it was 0 degrees around Groovin' the
Moo. Yeah, it was like being at home. You know, which is sort of a ripoff when you, as a North Americaner, coming over, and you expect the sun.
Tropical paradise.
Yeah.
Didgeridoos.
It wasn't there. Yeah. Just like when you guys come over, you expect snowshoes and igloos and
moose.
Riding moose. And
We should sort that out. We should live up to our own respective stereotypes.
I mean, we do. I have a pet, I have a pet moose and all that stuff.
So many people excited to be playing sold out shows all over the place. A great review here from a show you did in New Zealand, if you don't mind me just reading this out for you, Dallas. To describe Green's voice, it's necessary to look in the pantry. His delivery is like caramel. Warm, sweet, familiar. And once you open the packet, it gets on your hands, in your hair, and you just can't get enough.
What does that even mean?
I'm excited. It means I think we're going to get a great Like a Version.
Hopefully. I got a lot to live up to now.
Have you been compared to caramel before?
I don't think so, but before I came over to Australia, I went on a bit of a caramel fix.
Really?
Yeah, you know, little caramels? I just was eating like a ton of them. I don't know why.
Which is ironically bad for your voice, I think.
I think everything's bad for your voice, though.
Yeah, true.
How do you keep your voice very, very nice and beautiful and...
And how do I get it out of my hair?
Yeah, I drink a lot of little creatures.
Oh, great.
Before the show. No, I really don't do anything. The one thing I do actually is Manuka honey, which is from New Zealand.
Yeah.
It's like the elixir of the gods. It really is. Like someone told me about it about 4 or 5 years ago on tour. I'd lost my voice and I ate a bunch of spoonfuls of it and my voice came back. And since then, I have everything. I have a Manuka bar of soap. I've got like lozenges that I have. I always have a jar of honey on me. I'm doing everything I can, but that's what I do. I make like just hot water with a chunk of Manuka honey in there and it helps.
Very nice. And we were speaking about your voice earlier on in the week and I mentioned to Tom, cause we managed to catch you at a sideshow. I couldn't tell at what point your voice swaps over from your lower register into your falsetto. Could you maybe give us a little range and tell us where it swaps over so people know from now on?
I think what happened, as a kid, I had to go through my voice changing, but I was also going through that as a singer. So as I learned how to change my voice, I sort of just started always trying to be a better singer. And one thing I've always wanted to do is have range, you know. I didn't want to just be able to sing low or high. And thankfully, I have a pretty hefty set of lungs. So my falsetto has now gotten to the point where it's very, I can really push it.
Yeah, right.
And then what sort of taught myself to do,
it's all right. There's instruments in the studio. This is Like a Version.
What I've tried to teach myself how to do is go from, you know, my full voice to the falsetto and then push from the falsetto back into my real voice. Does that make sense?
Sure. Could you teach Tom and I now? How would we do that?
I don't know. Well, so you would start if I was like, ooh, like that would be my falsetto, but I would try to like push from there into a regular note where instead of just going like, like that, it'll sound like really goofy. You just like sort of transition up into it, you know what I mean? I'm not going to do it right now because it's going to be very loud and weird. And
that's all right. People are used to how loud and weird.
You'll hear it. I'm going to sing some songs.
Okay, we'll look for it in the original. Yeah. You do which
YouTube
is,
it,
which it will be Fragile Bird today.
Yes, Fragile Bird
From the record Little Hell, which we featured last year here at Triple J. It was a huge record. So many people loving it, and you could tell on that sideshow, which we saw earlier this week, people yelling out, "They love you constantly." It was always the loudest
people
music half the
yelled
time.
Out, "I love you, babe." Are you on that level with your fans?
Are they calling you babe? Love you, babe. Some of the people yell some funny stuff, and I try to be as quick-witted as possible, but occasionally somebody will get me, and I just...
You said that's the one thing that you shouldn't yell out at the concert, but I was standing at the back. What was the one thing you shouldn't yell out at a City in Colour concert?
Take your shirt off.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. That's the exact...
I mean, I'm not looking at you saying, yes, that's right, that would be horrific.
No, but it would
I'm
be.
Just saying that...
Like, it would be. Imagine how stupid it would look if I was playing an acoustic guitar with my shirt off, like...
Well, let's do it now. Yeah. No, okay.
We got cameras here.
I'm not a chili pepper.
Yeah. You know, piece of meat. All right, here we go. This is the original from City in Colour on your Friday morning on Triple J for Like a Version from the record Little Hell. This is Fragile Bird. When you're ready, man.
When she sleeps, there is a fever dream, yeah. It brings a night terror to haunt this fragile bird. She speaks in tongues, her words they come undone, yeah. And with a wayward mind, she struggles through the night. Thank you.
City in Colour, just him and a guitar on your radio on this Friday morning on Triple J for Like a Version. That was gorgeous, man. Thanks very much.
Thanks for
we
having
should
me.
Ask how your wife's night terrors are going. You told us that was what the song was about when we chatted to you when Little Hell was released. Are they under control?
They've been pretty good, actually, lately. She's been good. She actually, a couple of nights ago, I guess it would have been, I came off stage and she was away on a work trip and she was sick and she had to go to the hospital and stuff. So I kind of was the one having night terrors that night. But they've been good. I guess we've kind of found out that a lot of it has to do with the stress in your life. And right. if you're a nightmare kind of person, that really like amplifies it.
Right.
So she's just been trying to work on that. And yeah, it's been
stressing
good.
Less.
She still has some funny ones, but the crazy ones are kind of going away, which is nice.
Excellent. What are the funny ones?
Well, the funny ones, like, she'll wake up and say, like, who's writing on the walls? And I'll be like, what are you talking about? Like,
that still sounds pretty creepy to me.
It is, but, like, the creepy ones when she, like, wakes up screaming and running out of the room.
All right,
like,
that's the bad one.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Or, like, she'll wake up and she sees bugs.
Oh, no.
Right. She starts looking around for them. That's kind of funny for me. At first it wasn't, but then you get
older. After a while, you get used to the bugs on the walls. Triple J, City in Colour, hanging out for Like a Version. We're going to get a cover out of you, Dallas, after the 8 o'clock news, which are fast approaching. Can we get a clue as to what the cover will be?
It's by a girl who is super popular, I think, right now.
Okay.
No?
Okay. Yeah, totally.
I would definitely go with that.
Yep.
Well, she's part of the most popular song there is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I think
getting more specific. I think people might be getting on board.
Does that make sense?
It certainly does.
Okay.
We're on Triple J this morning. We're doing Like a Version. It is a Friday. I hope you're having a good one. Look out. It's time for the news.
How did this affect on your music?
Like a version.
Well, I've just been sitting home listening to music.
Found a tune and a riff, you know.
Like a version.
On Triple J.
Right in words of the internet.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Like a Version on Triple J.
And Like a Version is not done by request, but if it was, I think this man would have got in first. It is Dallas Green under the moniker City in Colour. Hello, Dallas.
Hi.
Still with us here?
Still.
Thanks for sticking around. Playing at the Theberton Theatre in Adelaide tonight and also Grooving the Mood this weekend and another show in Fremantle Sunday night. But here with you on your Friday morning to play you some tunes. Just did a gorgeous rendition of the original tune, Fragile Bird, before the 8 o'clock news with that caramel-soaked voice of yours. Oh, delicious.
It was good. But can we ask you about the band that you've brought out with you, Dallas? There's a few interesting characters in there. Is it true Dylan on the drums is a black belt?
He is.
He really is in karate?
He really is a black belt. It's super funny.
And you give him, like, sticks?
I know, right? Yeah. Well, he's the most mild-mannered out of all of us. Which is probably why he's the one with the black belt, you know? Like, you never think that those guys are going to just snap on you, but he'll get you.
Have you seen him do any crazy shit, cut a block in half or something?
Nope. He keeps it all hidden. Just waiting for that, you know, to unleash the tiger at some point.
When did you find out, then, if he's so mild-mannered? Did he drop it in a sentence one day?
It happened in Leeds, actually. We came out of a bar, and some guy was kind of like, I've known him since he was probably 13 years old, too. And some guy was just kind of giving him a bit of a hard time when we were just, you know, one of those guys who gives you a hard time.
For the sake of it.
And I got really mad because I'm protective of my boys. And he was like, it's okay, Dal, I have a black belt. and then we were all like, ah. And he was like, no, I really do. And then we found out that Scott, the bass player, he actually has 2 world records. He was a part of making the biggest pizza ever.
Right. Which part? Which sauce?
I don't know. Maybe he probably mixed some sauce or something.
Yep.
Which is less helpful in a combat situation.
Sure.
To be fair.
And he also was part of the world's largest country line dance. So
again, not the guy you want on your side.
No.
Was he just? Did he just want to do anything that was a world record, or were those specific things?
He participates. You know, he's a participator.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
And what about the gentleman? I believe it's Aaron?
Afi. Or Aaron on the pedal stick.
Aaron on the pedal stick. Because I was watching you at the gig the other day. He looked like he was at the school hall and the kids were doing an exam and he was sitting there keeping a stern eye on everyone.
Yeah, Goldie, I mean, he plays the weird instrument, the pedal steel, and so he feels like he has to play up that weird guy. So he wears the whole suit and the tie and he's got the mustache and the sideburns and...
Yeah, a bit of class to the City and Colour Stage, of course, right? Yeah. Finally.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the pedal steel, I think it's just such a beautiful sounding instrument, and it's a very difficult instrument to play, and he does a wonderful job of that.
Cool. You might be going along to see City and Colour on the side shows or at Groove in the Moo. I've been selling out all over the place. I remember when I was watching you on Monday night, I was standing next to a guy. And again, we were talking about your fans before 8 o'clock too, just a group of guys going after the first song going, "That was bloody gorgeous." I like that. I feel like that's the coming together of your two fan bases into one man. So that was good.
We played a show in Halifax, Nova Scotia a couple of months ago, and one of our friends was in the audience, like a pal, and he told me that there was two girls there, and they, you know, the East Coast Canadian accent's pretty thick. And he said that one, we finished a song and one leaned over and said, "Gosh, they're good." And her friend said, "Gosh, you're right."
That's polite amazement.
Awesome.
That's great.
You are adored by your fans, Dallas, and I'm sure that they will adore this cover you're about to play as well.
No pressure.
We got the clue before 8 o'clock that it was a female artist, quite popular at the moment.
Yes,
and quite a few people have texted in. I think they know it. Can you reveal to us what it is?
Yeah, it's a song called "Settle Down" by Kimbra.
Whoa. Another act on the Groove in the Moo lineup with you. You got to hang out with Kimbra at all?
I met her briefly at the very first show, and I showed her a picture I took of because we played the same place in Melbourne, the Palais, and there's a giant poster of her face beside a giant poster of my face. And I was like, "Look, there's our faces." And then we talked. She told me that she went and saw Alexis on Fire play when she was a teenager, which made me feel pretty old.
She's so young still. I get younger than me, 21, I think.
She's young. So, but I was like, "Oh, that's cool. That's great." And then, but then she's in and out. She's getting ready and wearing those wicked outfits she wears. And yeah, nice girl though. We had a brief conversation.
And what is it about this song, "Settle Down," that grabs you so much?
I just dig it a lot. Like from the, it reminds me of this Canadian girl who doesn't really do a lot anymore. Her name's Astero, and she put a record out back in like 1994 or something. And I really dug it. And this song in particular, just her voice reminds me of it, and just the overall vibe.
Cool, man.
So I like it.
Well, yeah, looking forward to your take on it. Here we go. This is City and Colour covering Kimbra on Triple J for Like a Version, just for you. Whenever you're ready, man.
Won't you settle down with me? Settle down. We can settle at a table for two. Won't you wine and dine with me? Settle down. I wanna raise a child. I wanna raise a child. Won't you raise a child with me? Raise a child. We'll call him Nebraska. Just so you know, I wanna settle down. I wanna settle down. Won't you settle down with me? Settle down. Run from Angela Vickers. I saw her with you. Monday morning smile, talking down the avenue. She's got a fancy car. She wants to take you far from the city lights and sounds deep into the dark. Stars so light and stars so bright. First star I see tonight. Stars so light and stars. Just one knee for now.
What a cover on Triple J for you on a Friday morning. It's such a pleasure to do this segment when events like that occur. That is City and Colour cover. City and Colour.
City and Cover.
Cover, a great pun. Unintentionally. It just happens unintentionally.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, that's your good. It's your
City and Colour covering Kimbra's Settle Down. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dallas. Thanks for being here. Love to have you back at Triple J.
Thanks for having us. For me. Us. Well, there's us. I got some guys with me.
There's some. Yeah, they're right. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend. You're playing Theberton Theatre in Adelaide tonight, Groove in the Moon this weekend, and your sideshow at the Fremantle Arts Centre in Fremantle on Sunday. And then what's next for your good self?
It's break time, isn't it?
No, we only have like about a week off, and then we're doing like a 10-day tour just down to Bonnaroo Festival in Tennessee. So we're kind of doing like Virginia and North Carolina and Florida and stuff like that. Spots I just wasn't able to hit on the American tour I did before Christmas. So
oh, cool.
Yeah, right. But after that, you're just taking a bit of time off to have your first vacation in however many years.
Not yet. Gonna spend the summer doing a bunch of festivals and things around North America. And then in our fall, I'm going to go and start working on a new record.
So, yeah, wow.
I got lots of new songs. I just have to take some time and put them together.
Yeah, definitely.
And you keep in touch with all the Alexis on Fire dudes? How are they doing? They're all good?
Yeah, they're all good. We're actually starting to just like talk about, because we said we were going to try and do some final shows, like actual final shows, as opposed to just like withering off into, hey, we broke up kind of. But we're just, so we're just kind of trying to get our schedules, you know, because Wade's making a record with Gallows right now, and then they're going to go on tour, and then I'm going to be making a record, and Georgie's a dad, and he's going to be a firefighter, actually.
Oh, goodness.
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah, saving lives. Georgie.
Alexis not on fire.
Yeah, and Steele is like friggin' professionally golfing at this moment.
What?
He golfs so much, it's mind-blowing.
Really?
Goodness me.
Yeah, and so we're going to definitely, I emailed them all the other night, actually, because I was out having a drink, and a guy came up to me and told me Alexis on Fire changed his life. So I emailed all the dudes, and I was like, definitely got to come back to Australia to play some final shows.
Oh, that'd be awesome, please, Dallas. Well, thank you so much for dropping by and doing like a version. Everyone completely happy with it, just looking at the text line now. So cheers for that, and best luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!